Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Would you do that? He's wonderful. He really is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just poke your neighbor and tell him, I'm going to shout louder than you are. Come on, some of y'all just kind of nodding your head. Come on, I want to see some tonsils out there. Come on, lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, some of you professionals, lift up your hands. Come on, glorify. Come on, don't just leave it to the preacher's wife and the preacher. Give him praise. He's the miracle worker. Come on, the balcony. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him about 15 more seconds. Come on, give it everything you got. Come on, in the name of Jesus. It's okay to dance. It's okay to shout. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you understood what God would do for you, amen, you wouldn't stand there like a statue. Look at your neighbor and say, it's better than what you think. Hallelujah. I know you said it to me, but look at your neighbor. Look him in the eyeballs. Speak into their earwax right now. He's worthy of all praise. Amen. I really am excited to be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate this church. Amen. Good things are happening, obviously. Amen. I can't hardly see the wood around here. I can see the wood on the walls, but in Jesus' name, praise the Lord. People tearing up carpet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. A lot of faces out there. Yeah, tearing up carpet. Yeah, high heel shoes and all that. We'll have some floor shimes in here after a while. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody, amen. Let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. If you're a guest of ours, he is. My. Hallelujah. I say this with pride. Would you look at your neighbor and say, you didn't know you were coming to a rowdy church, did you? Say, these people are rowdy. Okay, now I'm going to get real ugly now. Look at somebody and say, you cannot be Catholicostal around here. Amen. Amen. I give honor to, amen, Bishop Greeley in Jesus' name. Amen. These things don't happen without good leadership over time. Anybody can light a match and the firecracker goes. Praise the Lord. And then it's gone. But year after year. And we live in a great, great day, great time. And there's a reason why this building is filling up. Praise the Lord. It won't be able to fill up to hold the overflow. It's because as the dark gets darker, there be people that recognize that the bright is brighter. And in Jesus' name, it's all in him. His name is Jesus Christ. Would you say that out of your mouth? Say, it's all in him. Come on, use your tonsils. Say, it's in Jesus Christ. Clap your hands one more time in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I'd like you to make up your mind, not only to be here on Sunday morning, amen, but Hamilton Park tonight, if you can. It's just up the road. Praise the Lord. Amen. At Norwich at 5:30. Amen. If you get there at 5:30, you'll be able to get some of the finger food. Amen. Amen. And people are going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm looking forward to baptism this morning. Holy Ghost being poured out even more. Amen. If you're a guest of ours, you're not a guest anymore. The Lord has already given you an MRI when you came into the door. So your record is already on the books. Praise God. And you know, God knows how to heal sick hearts, heal sick minds, heal physical hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. I promise you, if you will, amen, if you will just, well, I might as well just coin a new word. If you would lucify yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. See that pastor's wife did up here? Amen. With Pastor D and that jig up there, that's called lucifying. You know. So, amen. If I was in Texas, I'd say some of y'all were tighter than Dick's Hat Man. Amen. But when you worship the Lord, he'll answer prayer. And I'm expecting even while I preach, amen, that that's just the sound that you hear, but you don't see the angels that are already here. Amen. And God can touch you in the name of Jesus. So your back doesn't have to hurt. Your mind doesn't have to hurt. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever you got going, God is here today. I'm going to read a scripture here. Amen. I need you to help me to preach this morning. Praise the Lord. I want to say thank you to all of our guests that are coming. Amen. That you, you came to the right place. You came to the right parking lot. You really did. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things. Would you say all? Everybody say all. All things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you lift up your Bibles and amen, however you pray, would you just open your mouth and tell Jesus out loud something good? God, we give you praise. We give you worship. We declare your authority over every person, every human spirit, every, oh God, demon spirit, oh God, in this, in Jesus' name, amen. Be under control of your spirit. We declare, oh God, a loosening, a freedom. We thank you, God, for the moving of your spirit among your people. Thank you, God, for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we declare that every thought, amen, is brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. God, we thank you that healing is in the house, healing of the mind, healing of the spirit, healing of the soul. Thank you for salvation. And I praise you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, sir, the borders of baptism today. Hallelujah! Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. My God, hallelujah. Amen. You are in a praising church. Hallelujah. Amen. I just have a question for you, and I'll just say, amen. You be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Have you ever had anybody come to you who hasn't seen you for a while and catching up, amen, with lost time? They'll just say a couple of words. They'll say, what's new? Amen. Anybody here? Amen. Well, maybe it's just me. I see a few in the back like this. So that's okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. And what's new? And sometimes it can catch you off guard because it's like the cat's got your tongue. Amen. All of a sudden, there's a few things that come to mind, but then there's a lot of things that come to mind you don't want anybody to know. Amen. You just want them to know that everything is going all well, and praise the Lord, you put on your good pasted on smile, and that's the way it is with a lot of people. But on the inside, they're dying. Their minds are dying. Amen. We live in a world, friend of mine, that I'm finding that, amen, there's so many things that are going on. Praise the Lord. In times like that, somebody says, what's new? You want to have something more to say than just, I'm still breathing or I'm still kicking. But that's the response that many people give. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you in Jesus' name, there's more to this existence than what you see. Hallelujah. Don't judge it by the decor, the beautiful building, beautiful carpet, but I'm going to tell you there's a reason why people praise the Lord, because he ought to be praised. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name. And hallelujah. We don't know everything that's happening with anybody's life here, but I'm going to tell you, Jesus knows everything about you. And when you begin to realize that he knows everything and he's able to make all things new in your life, oh, praise the Lord, then you'll begin to, amen, worship the Lord and praise the Lord. I am aware that life is pretty heavy for many people. Man, I found out, amen, that as much as healing, how many got healed or you know that you felt better after having come up here and been prayed for by one of the ministers, but you know something left you? Raise your hand high. Look around, people. Look around. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, now, hold up your hands. Somebody count those hands right there. Hallelujah. Amen. That's just maybe, I know it's more than eight. Praise the Lord. My calculator, amen, is not working real well right now. But I'm telling you, amen, without, was that 13? In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's without a pill, without a shot, without a doctor's visit. Anybody been to the emergency room and by the time that 4 hours was over that you waited to see the doctor, your emergency was over? Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All I know is maybe a get your money room. I don't know. But I'm telling you that Jesus, amen, even when you just came and yield yourself, amen, God did something brand new to your life. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But amen, many sicknesses that are happening because they're weights, amen, that are mental weights and they're emotional weights. Even to the point of paralyzing, amen, people. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking to real people in this place. I'm not speaking to mannequins. Amen. People of all different types of experiences and backgrounds. But I'm telling you, I'm coming to encourage you this morning that there is a hope. Sometimes things can consume you to, amen, your world is so collapsing that you think there is no other world. And amen, that's where that frown comes from. And that's where that person, amen, that looks ice cold, amen, that responds to you ice cold, amen, is acting. But amen, because the devil doesn't want you to think that there's anything more than what you're experiencing. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you in Jesus' name, there is a hope. There's one that came from heaven that experienced death for you. He not only experienced death for you, but he went down to hell and he took the keys out of hell and he went, amen, from hell, amen, amen, and made his back way to heaven. And then he poured out of his spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Can anybody rejoice because he is here this morning? Can somebody shout his name? Hallelujah. I'm going to encourage you, amen, that there's a life that's designed. Amen. There is a life that's designed by the creator of all heaven and earth. There is a life, oh, praise the Lord, that when you come into a place like this, amen, that's it's to introduce you to a brand new life. It's open to you. In the name of Jesus, I'm looking at people, amen, that have doors that have been closed. Some have slammed in your face. Oh, praise the Lord. All over the world, sometimes people say, I do. And then, amen, months later, they say, I'm done. And, amen, it seems like it steals a part of you. But I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The one that I speak to in the very beginning, I'm telling you, said in the darkness, he said, let there be light in the world. Light. Oh, hallelujah. So I want to declare to you right now, in the name of Jesus, that there is something new in Jesus' name. This life, amen, is available, amen, to everybody. I'm talking about this new life, but sadly, it's not been experienced by every man. This church is announcing, and this church is broadcasting. It's telling every kind of way it can, and it's teaching that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, is, amen, the source of the new life. And he has gotten you a new life. Oh, praise the Lord. And I want to just tell you, if you can get into Jesus, come on, somebody. You don't have to fight, amen, anybody in this place to get in. If you can get over your flesh and get over your situation and respond to, amen, to God by faith. Oh, praise the Lord. I can tell you the light will come inside of you in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Can I announce to you, somebody's already gotten the Holy Ghost this morning and spoke with tongues, because that's what happens. You don't have to wait to the end of the service. You don't have to wait to the shout across the aisle. Some of you are too cool. Oh, praise the Lord. You need to lift up your hands and let your voice out and say, Lord, what's new? Woo! Come on, can we have any woos on this side? Any wows on that side? Come on, in the name of Jesus, let's glorify the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me just take a little side trip here. Amen. It's already been announced several times. You know, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But what that means is that the Lord makes a home in those praises. The Lord doesn't have that. He doesn't make a home in concrete and 2x4s and all that. He makes a home in praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And when he comes, everything, amen, that he is comes with him. Come on, in the name of Jesus. So if you're filled up with Snoop Dogg, you need to let Snoop Dogg go and go ahead and get praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. And your stress can go. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, if you're filled up with Morgan Stanley in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you need to let your stock and your bonds go, because they're always going to go up and down. And why don't you go get a hold of the one that's going up and up and up and up. And the only reason he comes down is to get a hold of us and bring us up. Come on, somebody give him praise right now. Hallelujah. And so you can be, I come to announce that you can be the possessor of a new life. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what this is all about. Now, new means freshness. Really, that's what it means. When you look up the original languages, it means, behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You don't judge this by what your family life is like. You don't judge this by your job life or your social life. You've got to judge it by the word of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this word, amen, some of you have counted yourself out. Amen. Let me tell you something. This is not referring to age at all. It is not limited to, amen, any kind of demographic, any certain type of demographic. It does not apply just to a certain social level, a certain economic level, or certain educational level. It doesn't make any difference who you are. However you personally slice it and dice it, Jesus Christ died for you, and Jesus Christ is living for you. Go ahead, John, lift up your hands and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word new, amen. It doesn't matter your age. Amen. And this word new, it doesn't matter your age. You can be included. It doesn't matter your circumstance. Come on, somebody. I want you to know that you're not locked in. Amen. You're no longer locked into the old. Oh, praise the Lord. If there was new, then that means there's old. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If there's new, you don't have to be locked in to the old. What is the old? The miserable, the frustrated, the angry, amen, and you don't know why. The frustrated, oh, praise the Lord, and you're frustrated at everything, and you don't know why. Amen, the angry, and you do know why, and you would have murdered them, amen, if you didn't believe that you were going to go to jail because of it. Come on, somebody. But in the name of Jesus, you didn't just fall up into a different nightclub. Oh, praise the Lord. You came into a church, amen, that was big. built without spot or without wrinkle or any such thing. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you see beyond what your glasses can show you and what your contacts can show you. Oh, praise the Lord. We can see the presence of the Lord. Paul prayed for the Ephesians that the eyes of their spirit, the eyes of their understanding would be opened. When that gets to be opened in the name of Jesus Christ, then you can understand while people praise him and don't care what you think about. Come on, somebody give him praise right now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, I'm trying to explain it a little bit because we have a world, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of Bible experience in this place. By the same token, hallelujah, there's a lot of, amen, and there's a lot that doesn't have that Bible experience. But I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus, everybody knows about joy. Everybody knows about hurting. Everybody knows about bitterness and anger and all those kinds of things. I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen, and sometimes you can feel like there's no shackles, physical shackles on you. You're not behind bars, but you feel like you're wrapped up, and some people are wrapped up because you're subject to somebody who's got a stronger personality than you. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ can set you free, and he whom the Son has made free, he is free. Are you listening to me? He's free indeed. I am. Holler to me, girl. In Jesus' name, he's free. Oh, praise the Lord. You can be free to dance, free to praise the Lord, free, amen, to go to heaven, free, oh, praise the Lord, from this life that some call hell. It's not hell yet, baby. Oh, praise the Lord. It's just an appetizer. But in the name of Jesus, by the same token, this is an appetizer of heaven. We're praising God. There's glory in a place like this. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord. Paul is not selling his readers a pipe dream. He's telling what he had experienced personally. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:13. He tells us that he was a blasphemer. Amen. A blasphemer. He hated, amen, people like this. He jailed people like this. He called himself a persecutor. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to go to television to find that. That's not new information. It just doesn't happen in, amen, places where people just go nuts, oh, praise the Lord, and they, amen, they just jump all over people or slap them or abuse them, amen, that are talking about Jesus. That's been going a long time ago. That's all news. He called himself injurious, oh, praise the Lord. Now, Acts the 9th chapter at the 1st verse, we're still talking about the Apostle Paul. Amen. Then he was named Saul, and yet Saul yet breathing threatenings and slaughter against the disciples. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke, who's the writer, calls it threatenings and slaughter. How would you like to come home to that kind of a person? How would you like to be hitched up to that kind of a person? How would you like to have that to be your boss's secretary? Oh, come on, somebody. Some of y'all are nodding your head because you say, I think I know that person. Oh, yeah. Hey, amen. I was born at night, but not last night. Oh, praise the Lord. See, you may not know, amen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Revelation, and Genesis, but you do know, amen, a boss, amen, a secretary that don't act like that's got an attitude. Oh, praise the Lord. See, amen, what that person's really saying is, I'm bound, but I don't know why. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus, sometimes that story starts or finishes with alcohol or drugs or ecstasy or crank or crack. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes people, amen, have made themselves their own God. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This man wrote most of the New Testament. Because when Jesus gets inside of you and you realize the freedom and the liberty that you could not even imagine. Come on. You that have the Holy Ghost, just don't sit there like a, come on. You need to praise. Hey, go ahead in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you know he whom the Son have made free is free indeed. Do I have some shouters right now that says, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Come on, somebody. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm a former this and a former that. And I've got a lot of people in here that are former. But in the name of Jesus, you go ahead and keep on dancing, sister. Because nobody could have done what Jesus did for you. Look at your neighbor and say, what's new? Amen. Just point back in the corner and say, that's what it looks like. Woo! Woo! I said, go ahead. Go ahead, Jamie. You got a right to. You see, when this man is now, he realized, hey, when you, look at me here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look, just be honest with yourself. Nobody's trying to come down your throat. Hallelujah. That's like somebody that's burning up in a fire. And you say, can I put a fire hose on you, please? No, I don't want to. Well, look. I can tell you what, in the name of Jesus, when you come into a place like this and you're bound by spirits, do you know there's a such thing as a spirit of iniquity? Do you know there's a spirit of infirmity? Oh, praise the Lord. The Bible says if you don't want that stuff, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Put on the garment of praise. The glory of God is in this room in Jesus' name. Listen to me, every evil spirit that is the cause of the dysfunction in your life, the answer is right now is Jesus. Paul, the one with threatenings and slaughters against disciples, now he's a different man. I'm not going to be real long. But I want to tell you, now he's living and promoting the same thing. Not because he was hired to do it. Because, amen, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's a song that people like them, amen, sing every once in a while. Jesus on the inside. Working on the outside. I hear somebody about to break a cord out right now. Jesus on the inside. Sit down and behave yourself, Jamie. Jesus on the inside. Working on the outside. It gets contagious. It starts over here and then jumps over there. And if you understood the joy of the Lord, you wouldn't be watching your Nikes right now. You'd be lifting up your hands and say, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Come on, I want to point you to Acts, and I want to point you to a few other things, but hey, amen. Let me tell you something that you understand. A Rockefeller can't buy this for you. Oh, praise the Lord. I said they can't buy it from you and for you. Amen. American Bank, amen. Bank of America can't buy this for you. Oh, praise the Lord. And you think you all got all the time, amen, to get this right. Hallelujah. Tell that person that's in the ambulance right now. Paul, amen, said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. He says, I got to preach this. Because, amen, it's sort of like what Jeremiah had, his fire shut up in his bones. How can I hold this in good when I got a world, amen, that's, amen, experiencing the symptoms of hell, hurt, bitterness, and all anger. Hallelujah. And it's gotten worse over time. Praise the Lord. I know I'm feeling a little dangerous right now. But there are things, amen, that are on the table for discussion now that weren't on the table when I first came here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things in our world, things that are turning people's lives upside down. Oh, praise the Lord. So why should I preach like somebody's life is going to be turned right side up today? I said today. The same Paul that was breathing out slaughters and threatenings. Now as a man, he's talking like this. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, show me some teeth before he reads this to you. Come on, I'm not trying to expose that piece of bacon that you didn't brush out of your teeth. Some of y'all just need to smile. You're sitting there saying, now what's the catch? There's too much joy here. There's too much joy here. Who's about to rob me? Who's about to steal my wife? You should be. But Paul is saying something like this. Oh, praise the Lord. He's saying, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Somebody shout, says there's love around here. Come on, you should have screamed it louder. It's love around here. Peace. Love and joy and peace. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now the presence of God is moving in this house. It's like heat to ice. Amen. You need to let your spirit melt. Because you can take a man from slaughter to love. Hallelujah. Hold on, I'm preaching. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, he's a miracle. I said he's a miracle. And I can tell you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, this man was made blind. Walk blind. And before he got to the place, he told Ananias, who is the apostolic preacher there, said, this man is going to come and you're going to tell him what I'm going to do with him. God knows your future. You never say what God can't do. I'm going to tell you, amen, from the get-go. God made changes in that man's life. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, if God can do it to him, there's not one daughter in this place that God can't do it for you. The bondage of fear that you're living, the sucking life from you. Hallelujah. I don't know where you are, sir, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that God can reach inside that love, amen. Can take that inferiority complex. Take that hatred. That bitterness, come on, I'm building up to something. In the name of Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, amen, thank you for the worshipers and the praisers and the prayers right now. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, there's not one person. This message is not just for a few people in this room. It's for every man and woman and everybody out in the parking lot. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, if God can change one, oh, hallelujah, he can change, amen, them all. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, oh, this is what he said. He said, all things are. Oh, praise the Lord. He didn't say all things are going to be. He says all things are passed away. He says all. Let me see your tonsils and say all. Come on, I need some tonsils. All. Yeah, all. All pass away. Let me tell you something, friend. What the Bible is saying is judicially. Oh, praise the Lord. When you get on, amen, out of the kingdom of darkness and get into this kingdom judicially, amen, you receive everything that God has for you. Oh, praise the Lord. And your task is to press so that that not only be judicial like a statement. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It says, amen, you're out of jail, but you got to do what you need to do to walk out of that jail-like lifestyle. Oh, praise the Lord. To walk out of the bitterness. Oh, praise the Lord. That's where prayer comes in. Slap your hands a little harder. That's why we're praising. Oh, hallelujah comes in. That's why you, come on, we live in an America that's gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Give it to me and I have it. No, it's yours, but you gotta press for the mark. You gotta press for it. Come on, somebody. You may not know one line of scripture, but you've got enough already to throw your hands up and say, God, I open my heart. Pour it out on me right now. There's hands going up all over the place. Don't you hide your hands, ma'am. Lift up your hands right now. Lift up your head right now. If you've never been here before, lift up your, come on, balcony. Don't leave, we're not leaving you out. Lift up your hands right now and somebody give God some praise. Lord, I want some of that new, Lord. I want some of that new. Come on, I'm giving you a prayer to pray. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. You can get the contention out of your house. Lift up your head. Don't stop saying it. Lord Jesus, he told us, I want, oh God, I want some of that all things new. I want some of that joy. I want that peace. Come on, don't lift up just one hand. Lift up both hands. You don't want it to slide out the other side. Come on, get it up. Hallelujah. Come on, the name of the Lord God. There's some of you, you're feeling something come on you. In the name of the Lord, you need to open your mouth to speak in tongues. You need to let the Spirit of God come on you. Come on, I don't care whether you're a guest or not. Lift up your hands right now. Oh, in the name of the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, come on, lift up your hands with me right now in Jesus' name. I bind the hurt. I bind the fear. I bind the inferiority. Lift up both your hands. That's it. Throw your head up in the name of the Lord. He under the bosandaka. Throw your head back right now. Come on, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all of my workers. I'm going to go a little further. But tell that person, yield yourself right now. There's some strange sounds coming into your mind. Go ahead. You won't understand that strange language. That's the Spirit of the Lord. You got to come like a baby. You've got to be done with acting like an adult. Oh, praise the Lord. That doesn't know where they're going and don't know where you are. But Jesus knows your longitude and your latitude. He knows everything about you. If you can get full of him. Let me go a little further. This new life is never more needed than now. Yes, sir. Right now. I'm reading out of a book that was written, amen, almost 2,000 years ago. In Jesus' name. is working all over the world. I'm thankful that God is particularly working here, where people are accessing new life. Amen. You can experience, you can sense the freshness in the atmosphere when you walk into the door. Not the staleness and the coldness of a bar room. Not the lustful attitude or atmosphere of the Saturday night party. There's the nature of the kingdom of God. Say that, kingdom of God. Everybody say it, kingdom of God. All of our guests are saying it, kingdom of God. See, there's only two kingdoms from a heavenly perspective. Amen. Romans 14 verse 17. Amen. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Somebody say it, in the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. So this is the benefit and the nature of those who have been reconciled to God. Reconciled to God means that you're made right with God. You don't have to wake up. I tell somebody, you don't have to wake up anymore afraid that that auto accident is going to take you out. And you, amen. When you didn't have it scheduled, amen, you'll end up lost. This is all about, amen, living free. That whatever happens to you, that you know that my soul is right with God. There's a bunch of people in this place. Hey, listen to me. There's not one of us that stepped out of, hey man, some kind of JCPenney's kind of a showcase, and everything was right. If you could imagine, oh praise the Lord. Amen. And some of you couldn't even imagine what some people that are dancing and shouting and praising, amen, have gone through. But I'm trying to tell you, if you just give it opportunity, oh hallelujah, Jesus said this. He says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come on now, put your job, let your job be on Monday morning. Come on, stay with me right here. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen, amen, that are laden and heavy laden. He says, I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. God doesn't hate you. I don't care what that horror movie said. God doesn't hate you. He died for you. Oh, praise the Lord. No greater love have a man than this, that he should lay down his life for a friend. Look, Easter's not about Easter eggs. It's about somebody that went through the worst horrible death. Amen. Because, amen, you were worth it. That you might have life. And life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. I'm having to convince some of you that you're worth it. Somebody's told you, amen, I don't know where you are. Somebody's told you that you're miserable and worthless. I bind that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I bind that in the name of Jesus. God made your DNA. God made your RNA. God made everything about you. Oh, praise the Lord. And he's made a wonderful future for you that's right within your grasp today. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my burden is light. Now, there's some old things you need to let pass away. The way that you do this, it starts with the new birth experience. Can you say this? Say the new birth experience. Amen. John, the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, amen. Amen. John, the 3rd chapter and the 3rd verse. Amen. Just keep it right there. Says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. John 3:5. Amen. He progresses. Amen. To explain to Nicodemus the man he's talking to, that, amen, new birth is water and spirit. How many mamas in this house? Raise your hand. Keep your hand up high. Full armpit praise right there. Come on. How many grandmas in the house right here? Come on. Full armpit praise right there. Okay. Look around. See how many of them. Amen. If you dads, amen, are like a box of rocks, these ladies, they understand. Okay. Are you listening to me? Listen to me. You can put your hand down. Oh, praise the Lord. Born again. Does that sound like born? Born. What's the first thing that comes out? Don't ask the college professors. Just ask normal people. Amen. It comes, the water comes first. Oh, praise the Lord. It's water. And then that child comes forth and connects with, amen, that spirit, amen, the human spirit that God gives them, and they begin to sound all the difference. So, amen, black babies sound the same thing as Asian babies, and Asian babies, amen, sound the same as Caucasian babies. However you want to slice and dice it, they sound all the same. Nobody says, you can't be born. No! I don't care how ugly that baby is. That's my baby. And you better not mess with that mama, because she'll become a lioness. Now there's reason for my madness. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus used born again, because God has always used patterns. Hallelujah. You find things outside of a pattern that have a pattern to it. It's not God. It's perilous. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Nobody walks up and says to a woman, be thou pregnant. And says, woo. It is 9 months later. May be on some television show, but it don't work that way for real. You just start bubbling up, amen, all by yourself. And I'm telling you in the name of Jesus. Now, Acts 2:38. Let me go a little further. Amen. John 3:6. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said in thee, you must be born again. Now, this is carried out in Acts 2:38. Acts 2:38 says this, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. There's the water. We have water right here in this, amen, this container here. Because when you come to God, it's going to be water and spirit. Repentance has always been part of the plan of God that always precedes any of it. Repentance just means to change your mind. You can get up out of your seat right now in the name of Jesus. And join the other ones that will be baptized. And you can be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ today. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins. Remission means forgiveness. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the only way in the universe. Are you listening to me? Come on, teenager. I hear me. Come on, mama, it's the only way in the universe that your sins can be removed, amen, as far as heaven is concerned. You've got to be buried with Christ. That is a burial with Christ, according to Romans, the 6th chapter, I believe, about the 4th verse. Oh, praise the Lord. And when you are buried with Christ, then the blood is applied in the water. You don't see red in the water, but invisibly the Spirit is applying the blood. Oh, hallelujah. I've got a number of people in this place. You've not been baptized, or you were sprinkled, or you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, with them speaking that phrase over you. None of those are biblical baptisms. You've got to be baptized like they did in Acts 2, oh, praise the Lord, and Acts 8, and Acts 10, and Acts 19, in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to come up out of the water and say, what's new. Oh, praise the Lord. You'll come about that water with a clean heart. Is there anybody that understands what I'm talking about? You'll come about that water. I've seen them come out of that water like a rocket ship. Hey, what happened to me? Got to get my dance in. What happened to me? Oh, all things are become new. Woo! You know what I love about this church? There's people that are in here that have had it 20, 30 years, and they still can dance about it, still can shout about it. It doesn't wash away like soap. It stays with you. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Oh no, we're going to have to, amen, we're going to fix that floor joist. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody's going to mess up the floor again. Come on, I just can't help it, because I got to praise the Lord, because in the name of Jesus, your Microsoft job can't do that for you. Your gold can't do this for you. Sir, your Bitcoin can't buy you nothing in heaven. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands. You don't have to ask what's new. You can get what's new. Now. You think this doesn't work? I want you to start getting ready in your mind. I'm pretending like I'm closing. When you, the Bible says in Mark the 16th chapter, it says, these signs shall follow them that believe. My name, they shall cast out devils. That's the source of depression and despair and all the other things that you see going on in the world. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Cast out devils. Speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Amen. I'll talk about that another time. Amen. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. All of that's in the package of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't need Dr. Welby as much as you think you need Dr. Welby. Come on, somebody. Are you listening to me? Oh, praise the Lord. We had universal health care. Hear me. You don't think so? Amen. Amen. Her name was Freddie. Oh, praise the Lord. Freddie came up. Freddie's about this thick, this big. Praise the Lord. Amen. Came up for prayer the other day, a week ago. What do you need, Freddie? I need my hip heal. I said, in the name of Jesus, lay hands on these greasy hands on her. In Jesus' name, tell that hip to be healed. Told some of you to say that. How you feeling? Feeling good? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I said, get up and give God some praise. Amen. She began to dance all over the place. Hallelujah. How can a hip be healed? Amen. Because just a hand being laid on. It's nothing about these hands. It's about they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus is not a man that he should lie. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying in the name of Jesus, when you get this Jesus, you get everything that you need to make you whole. You get a right mind. You get a right heart. Oh, praise the Lord. You can go, amen, and forgive that person that abused you when you were young. You can forgive that in-law, that outlaw. You can forgive your father, your mother. Come on, you can forgive. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You know this world's being filled up with bitterness on every hand. Because bitter people can't be saved. But in the name of Jesus, Jesus can walk on your situation. Hallelujah. I can stand you shouting and I multitask. Oh, praise the Lord. I can tell you what, friend, what I'm working on is this. I'm not just looking for one or two to come to this altar. I'm looking for that person, every person that in your spirit you woke up this morning like you do every morning. It's like a I can't line. I can't make it through the day. I can't make it through this job. Somehow I can't get over these drugs. I can't get over the alcohol. Hallelujah. It's like four-leaf clover religion. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. And the religious world is selling you a bill of goods like that. But you can feel a freshness in here. In Jesus' name. Because we make a point about building on the word of God. Close your eyes in Jesus' name. Close your eyes, everybody. In the name of the Lord God. You know how to pray. Would you start praying right now? Would you lift up your head? Don't look at your Nikes. Lift up your head in the name of the Lord. Close your eyes right now. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, would you loose every heart in this room, from the young to the less young? Would you loose them, oh God, to receive of your love right now in the name of the Lord God? Come on, some of you, in the name of Jesus. Tears are coming to your eyes and you're trying to fight it. It's because that man or that woman said things to you that bruised you, and you thought it bruised you for life. I know the psychiatrist will tell you that, but your psychiatrist needs a psychiatrist. Oh, praise the Lord. You're in a place where Jesus knows all your DNA. He knows all your RNA. Come on. Somebody just don't whisper your prayer in the name of the Lord God. Now, while you got your head up and your hands up, I want you to stand to your feet right now in the name of the Lord. And right where you are, keep your eyes closed. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. No, you're not a guest anymore. Amen. Jesus has touched you. Come on. In the name of the Lord. He's got a higher IQ than you. He's accomplished more than you. The whole world and the universe was framed, was made by the word of God. Lift up your hands in the balcony. Hallelujah, God. Both hands. Come on. Lift up your hands, people. Somebody pray him the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord, the Spirit of God is in this place. We're coming like babies. That's why. That's what's happening when we're speaking tongues. We're saying, God, I'm not smart enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not financed enough. I need you, God. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, I want you to start coming down this aisle right now. Lift up your hands. Come from the back and the sides. Come on, grab somebody's hand. Come in the name of the Lord. Come. Come on, Tammy. Come. Come on in the name of the Lord. Come, sir. Come, ma'am. Come all the way down to this altar in the name of Jesus Christ. He under. Come, ma'am. Come, sir. They're coming. They're coming. Lift up your voice in the name of the Lord. He under. Katai. Come. Don't hold back. Come on, Stacy, come. Come on in the name of the Lord. Come in the name of the Lord. Come on all the way up to the altar. Come with that child, with a childlike heart. Don't come like somebody's gonna bite you. Come on, lift up your hands right there. Lift up your hands, lady. Get as close as you can to the pulpit. Get as close as you can to the pulpit. Lift up your hands. Come with a surrender. Come on, we still got a few. Please come, ma'am. Come, children. Come, sir. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. These that are in this altar, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on. Get the gum out your mouth. Lift up your head right now. I surrender. People are surrendering right now. Sir, in the name of Jesus, you've never spoken with tongues, but God is here right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, don't just leave it to your wife. Just don't leave it to your husband. I need you, Lord God. Would you let those tears flow, please? Come on, sir, would you stop trying to look hard? Would you just let those tears flow? Jesus knows what your circumstances are. He's trying to meet a need. If you say, I'm well, amen, and you're sick, he can't help you. But if you're sick and you say, I am sick, in the name of Jesus, he can help you. Come on, all the way down the aisle. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Get all the way down to the altar. Come. Come. Get as close to you as you can. Lift up your hands right now. When you lift up your hands, you're coming like a little baby. Come on, mother, you're coming like a little baby. That's it. Everybody's crying. I'm seeing more tears. In the name of Jesus Christ, this world wants to make you so hard that your emotions are stolen. And you go to the alcohol to try to make them alive again. You go to, amen, the wacky weed to make them come alive again. And all you're doing is finding more death. Father, right now, take authority in this place in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's a lot of people here. In the name of Jesus. You've never spoken with tongues before. In the name of Jesus. You've never received the Holy Ghost before. Come on, you might be like others that don't know much about it, but amen, that you're willing to come. Your situation is so dire. You're willing to yield yourself in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, sir, amen, those strange sounds are coming into your mind. Come on, lady, don't stand back there in the aisle. Come all the way down to the altar. In the name of Jesus Christ. I commission my prayer workers right now. In the name of Jesus, if you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to come right here. I'm asking you to come right up to the altar. In the name of Jesus. Come on, there's a lot of emotions going on here. Stop trying to get something to distract you. You need to yield yourself to God right now. You don't know how much stronger those hurts will be if you leave a place like this. Come on, God is here. Open your mouth. That's where it starts. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I surrender. Come. People are yielding themselves. The Spirit is working. Lift up your head right there. Come on. Please, ma'am, don't stand back in the corner. God's touching you right now. All my prayer workers, I commission you. We declare the freedom. We declare the liberty of the Holy Ghost. Something's happened in this place. In the name of Jesus. If somebody comes to offer to pray with you, will you, amen, cooperate with them? They're telling you things that are going to help you down the path to receiving the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every person in this place, if you yield, lift up your head right now, would you tell Jesus, I open my heart to you right now. Yeah. Come on. I don't understand what's happening, Brother Crowder. In the name of Jesus. Have you ever seen an operating room? Come on. It's ugly. Come on. In the name of Jesus. It's blood. Come on. The blood of Jesus is washing people clean. Come on. What's new? Oh, praise the Lord. People don't care how it comes. Just give me the help. Give me the help. In the name of Jesus. This is the church. In the name of Jesus. Your spots can be taken away. Your wrinkles can be taken away. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, amen, this is your place right now.
Tiffany?
I want you to hold her, but not hold her. You know how to do that. No, I want you to hold her.